Our second scripture lesson today comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But Elijah himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It's enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food, 40 days and 40 nights, to Horeb, the Mount of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, for some of you who were in worship with Nassau just a few weeks ago, this second scripture reading might sound surprisingly familiar, since Reverend Yeti Walker preached the same text then. We're hearing it again so soon because UKIRK Collegiate Ministries Association, the network of over 200 Presbyterian campus ministries across the country, of which Princeton Presbyterians is a part, crafted this liturgy around this passage to celebrate college students and young adults. And I'm grateful for my colleagues, Jasmine and British, who are campus ministers at HBCUs, who wrote this morning's liturgy and selected this morning's scripture readings for our connectional church to consider together. Yeti focused on the power of rest in her sermon, and this morning I want us to focus on God's provision in this text. When we arrive at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, Elijah is fleeing for his life and also from his life. He is in danger, and he is distressed and depressed. And we find him in the wilderness with all expectation that he is leaving his prophetic role behind. But even though Elijah has abandoned God's call in his life in this moment, God has not abandoned him. God sends an unexpected messenger to Elijah with a cake baked on hot stone and water. The angel wakes Elijah and encourages him to get up and eat. Elijah does, and then goes back to sleep. The angel wakes Elijah for a second time, saying, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too long." And it's clear that the journey has already felt too much for Elijah. But God has not abandoned him, and God has sent sustenance needed, and Elijah goes in the strength of that food. Burnout. Stress, grief. All these things are potent and rampant right now. The pandemic is evolving, and the return to normal hoped for at the beginning of the summer remains elusive in so many ways. Massive weather events have impacted neighbors across the United States, in Haiti, and just this week in our own state and congregation. The humanitarian need in Afghanistan and of those experienced forced migration is staggering. And it's understandable to want to follow Elijah in fleeing from oppressive reality. But it makes God's steadfast presence even more important. No matter what, God is not abandoning us. God does not abandon you. In today's reading, God provides food for the journey for Elijah. And elsewhere in Scripture, we see God provide unexpected meals for entire communities. Manna rains down in the wilderness. Jesus multiplies the gift of a little boy to feed 5,000. Jesus prepares breakfast for his disciples on the beach after his resurrection. And today, God feeds us in this meal that we share at communion. And this meal has taken unexpected shapes since March 2020, and each has been nourishing. And this is true also for the communion at Breaking Bread Worship, the worship service of Princeton Presbyterians, the ministry for undergraduate and graduate students. Pre-pandemic, we'd gather in Niles Chapel on Sunday evenings during the academic year for song, prayer, sermon, and communion. And the bread was baked Sunday afternoon, so often it was still warm and fresh, and you could smell it lingering in the chapel. And after worship, students often hung around the communion table, eating more bread and checking in with one another before the week ahead. Now, during the pandemic, Breaking Bread Worship moved to Zoom, as did so much of life, and we adapted to celebrate communion only monthly as part of the conclusion of each sermon series. There was still meaning in seeing friends from London to California take elements from home, often crackers and water, and partake together. But there was another kind of communion that we took up that sustained the community as well. The first half of our time together on Sunday evenings was worship, and the second half we divided into breakout rooms for small groups, time to share with one another and to pray. And it was amazing to see the community show up with even more consistency in this new format than in previous years. And they got to know one another and support one another across the community on even a deeper level. God had not abandoned us and was providing a way forward for the community. So we come to a new season, grateful students have returned to campus and the opportunity for in-person class. We will navigate yet new protocols for how we gather for worship and communion tonight and in the coming weeks. And we do so knowing that God is giving us the fuel we need for the next leg of this journey. And this morning, we who are gathered together come to this meal, to this table. Both those who are present at 61 Nassau Street and those who are gathering with us online. Get up and eat, the messenger of the Lord says. We will need sustenance for what is next. We partake of this meal today as a sign that God has not and will not abandon us. God is feeding us for the ways we can continue to adapt as individuals and as a community. And maybe this meal is the first course God is giving you before you need to lay your head down to rest some more. And maybe it's the second course launching you on the next stretch of the journey. Either way, God does not abandon you. Quite the opposite, God shows up here and now, reminding us in material ways with elements we can taste and see of God's transformative power in our lives and that of our community. The provision of God continues to surprise us with through the generosity of God's messengers takes shape, including in our own congregation. And just in the last few weeks, that has looked like families and individuals packing lunches and baking cookies to contribute to Nassau's own annual Loaves and Fishes project. Record-breaking generosity to meet the increased cost of supplying 250 backpacks full of supplies for school-age neighbors in Trenton, an additional gift for arts supplies at Hedgepath Williams Middle School in partnership with Westminster Presbyterian Church. And just this week, more provisions offered to continue the work God calls Nassau Presbyterian Church to as we respond to the needs of Afghan refugees. My prayer is that this meal, this hour of worship, this day, can be a part of God's provision for you, replenishing you for what is ahead, whether it is the second half of the nap you need or traveling the next stage in the wilderness we continue to face together. Amen.